is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Tom on time joint.
On time?
Sybil Bright and Early Wilkes.
Good morning, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown. You know it's messed up when you're just saying your name means showing up for work late.
Okay.
Yep, Jay, your name is synonymous with showing up for work late or not at all. Hell, people are calling their jobs right now talking about, I'm going to be an hour late because I was J. Anthony Brown in a Ram. Jay, I don't know if you know this or not, but we have a black president. We had Black Friday, and the best excuse your black ass can come up with for being late today is you overslept. Are you sugar-ding me? You overslept. I was disappointed when I heard that bullshit. You overslept? Tom Sybil, can you believe this shiggity?
No.
Jay, what, you have a late night Nickelodeon? You overslept? Jay, you've been demoted to the Lion Prince. I mean, your lines used to be so good, I thought you were a borderline Republican. I swear to you, Sybil, I used to appreciate the levels of his lines. Jay had more white lies than a politician and more white women than a general. But when he said he simply overslept today, I said, oh, hell no. He overslept? You got to go on my week this list. You got to go on this week's list for that one there. Shiggity. Captain Whip Whitaker can get his ass up and fly a plane on schedule. And you can't maneuver a damn vehicle in traffic to get to work on time? Nickelodeon, please! Tom Sybil, how the hell is the most successful Brown in the Brown family also the generational curse? You overslept? Come on, Jay. You better than that. You're the best that did it and got away with it. You lying, liver pudding eating mother. You got to redeem yourself like an iTunes gift card, brother. And Tom, I have to put you on this week's list too.
Why?
Because you didn't send his black ass home. After that limp excuse. And not only did you didn't send him home, but you jumped on the Texas bandwagon and didn't know how to pronounce their quarterback, Matt Schaub's name. You called him Saab. You called him Shabber. You called him Scooby-Doo Snack. Tom, you like the bootlegger that misspells the name of the movie. And I'm also putting the defensive tackle from Detroit on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dude, Sue.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the Kwame Kilpatrick of the NFL.
Wow.
Just a dirty player. You overslap.
Ooh.